John Walden here. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a couple of verses that contrast greatly in the Bible. They both have to do with the work of Satan. Ephesians chapter 2 says, You believers, hath he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's another name for Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now that states clearly that Satan controls the ways of those who are not saved. In 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and verse 18, we read this, Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Satan is trying his best to spoil everything that God has done. He tried this in the Garden of Eden. He's been at it ever since. There are some things that he can't do. There are some things that he can do. He can lead those who reject the Lord Jesus. He can blind the minds of those who believe not, according to 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. As long as you do not believe God, your eyes are blinded. You are hoodwinked by the devil. The minute you're willing to believe God, of course, the hoodwink is off. And then Satan has lost you. He can't cause the soul of a believer to be lost. He can't take away a believer from the Lord Jesus. John chapter 10 plainly says, Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Satan definitely has his limitations. But there are some things that Satan can do even to a believer. One of them is to hinder. Just how he hinders, we're not told. But we do know from reading the book of Job that with the permission of the Lord, he can bring into the lives of Christians difficulties and problems. But God, of course, in the long run, turns these to his own glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How glad we ought to be, we who are believers, that the most that Satan can do is to hinder. He can never cause us to lose our salvation. He can never take us away from the Lord. But he can hinder us. Now, the Apostle Paul says, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. If you're a believer, you owe it to yourself and to the Lord to be aware of what Satan is doing. You need to understand his modus operandi. You need to know how he works, what he's doing. You need to understand that he is a real person, a fallen angel, that he possesses a great deal of power, much more than you do. Also, you need to remember that he is limited in his power. He doesn't have the power of God. He doesn't have omnipresence or omniscience or omnipotence. He can't be every place at once. He can't do all of the things that God can do. But he's too much for you. And the only way that you can meet him is the way the Lord Jesus met him, through the Word of God itself. In his temptation, he showed us how we too can meet the opposition of Satan. He simply said to him, It is written. And this is one thing that Satan fears. This is one thing that Satan cannot cope with. If you and I as believers simply turn to the Lord and to his word, if we look to him for the strength that we need, the most that Satan can do in your life and mine is to hinder. If you're not a Christian, you are definitely under the control of this evil person. Your eyes are blinded. You're on your way to the pit. You're on your way to a lost eternity. And there is no hope for you unless you're willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you will be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Do trust him as your Savior right away. Our Father, we thank thee that our Savior triumphed over Satan in his death and resurrection, and we thank thee for our triumph as we put our trust in that blessed one. We give thee our thanks, and we ask thy blessing in his name. Amen.